Greetings and welcome to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we'll be continuing on in our study of what is called by the Jewish people the Shema, what's called by Jesus the first and greatest commandment, the one that we remember that all the law and the prophets hinge upon. And it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might." And we're going to focus today, you know, we've spoken on that very word Shema, the word hear, which means to hear or to listen with the intention of obeying and applying oneself to it. I think you mentioned already that it's the way that we want our children to listen to us, or if you're a teacher in a school, you want your students to listen to you, or if you're a coach, the way you would want the team that you are coaching to listen. You want them to listen keenly for your voice with the full intention of absorbing and grasping and applying everything that they hear. And that is the way God wants us to listen to Him. Hear, O Israel. It doesn't just mean you notice some sound off in the background, but you don't give it much attention, or you hear what's being said, but you kind of in your own heart say, "Hey, but I'm going to do what I want." Those would not fulfill this word hear. Hear, O Israel. And again, Israel is the picture of Jacob wrestling with the angel and prevailing. And his name was changed from Jacob to Israel because he was a prince with God who prevailed. And we too are called to prevail through all of our trials, circumstances, situations, even seeming contradictions against our life or our testimony or our witness. If we would prevail through those things as we see Jacob prevailing and blessing the sons of Joseph, leaning upon his staff, worshiping God there at the end of his life. The Bible says he did this by faith. And Jacob, Israel, was a man that wrestled with God and prevailed. And so, too, we mentioned the Lord our God, He's one Lord. That means He is one, He is Lord alone. And because He is Lord alone, we can only have one Master, and He is worthy of all of our devotion and all of our attention. We, too, should have one God, one devotion, one focus of our lives. And yesterday we spoke of you shall love the Lord your God, and mentioned that word love is a love. It's ahava or ahab in the Hebrew, and it's a love that involves much more than just emotion. So there is emotion involved. It means to act lovingly towards or be loyal to. We mentioned the word heart, you know, as being the seat of one's mind, thoughts, and emotions. The innermost being said that another way to say those words would be love the Lord with all one's mind, with every thought, and with all of one's passion and emotion. And today we're going to go on to love the Lord, which again means more than feeling. It means an action. It means a loyalty towards, that we are to love the Lord with all our soul. The word soul in the Hebrew 6 scriptures is the word nephesh. I believe the first time that you see this word come up in the scriptures is there in the book of Genesis in the opening chapters, as God leaned down upon the body of Adam that He had formed from the dust of the ground. He places His mouth over the nostrils of this lifeless Adam, and He breathes His very breath into the nostrils of this body that is laying there on the ground. And as He does, this body begins to animate and begins to breathe. The heart begins to beat, and this body becomes alive. And it says, man became a living soul or a living nephesh. The word can be translated as breath, life, soul, self, desire, emotion, passion, that which breathes the inner being of a man, the man that has life flowing through his blood. It's the seat of his emotions and appetites and passions. Again, this word's similar to the word heart in the previous verse, but it's an exhortation to love the Lord. To love the Lord, as we heard already, with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with every thought, with all of our passion and emotion, and here to love the Lord with all of our nephesh, with all of our life, with every breath and every action. So again, the love for God that should burn in our hearts is a love of action. It's a love that's not just enough to say, "Oh, I love Him," but my life doesn't show. It's a love that is displayed in our lives. And in this, love the Lord with all your soul. It means to love Him with all of our life, with every breath, and with every action. And oh, may we give Him this love and devotion this day. May God bless you.